But you did it right as you were coughing.
I know.
Give me another one.
Not get good help. All right, who can make a really good gulp? And I'm like, oh, did you notice how I went?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to want to sponsor.
That's not going to be a good sponsor. Let me start again. Let me start again. Here we go. Watch this.
You got to put it right here like this.
Can you make it annoy? You make annoy when you what? Like right?
I don't swallow very loud.
Okay, hang on.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
That was incredible.
Yeah, I take like takes.
Yeah. Yeah. And guys, that was an aha moment. Our new sponsor. They're not our sponsor yet, but after they see this broadcast and how well we do in the can presentation, and I don't know what all that other crap is on the desk there that's going to totally mess up our chances with the sponsor, but, you know, I feel good. I feel good about it.
Do you know why they're going to sponsor us?
Because we're sponsorable.
Well, that, and we have a lot of aha moments in our podcast.
Oh, we have a lot of aha. Okay, we're going to cut it. We're going to send it to them. Look, guys, we're going to take care of you here at MGM Podcast by, why am I the only one talking?
Growing
this
Media.
This is a podcast.
Well, you were doing the intro.
Right, okay. How did I do? I failed miserably, but I took care of the sponsorship.
It was Lucas. About a 6 out of 10. Yeah.
All right, Lucas, get us in. Are we in?
From where?
Yeah. I think we're in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're just here to talk about.
From the intro.
Yeah. Get us in from the intro, okay? Market abilities, everybody. We have a new person. Is this person a guest, or is this person now just part of the team?
Probably a regular guest, for sure.
Regular guest. Yeah. Okay.
Would that be considered a regular?
No, not irregular.
Guest? It's just not regular. Irregular.
Yeah. Listen, Prescott, you just have to jump in if you want to speak, because otherwise you lose your breath, lose your turn.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Oh, I like that.
And just to introduce our guest, mm-hmm. His name is Prescott Dahl. Correct?
Hello. Yep. Absolutely.
What a great name for a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Phenomenal. Yeah, you should have your own podcast. It doesn't matter what you talk about. Your name will sell it.
Actually, you can have this one because we're not really doing it very often anymore. I mean, I think part of it is we needed to be consistent, and we're back. We're going to be consistent.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Consistency is key, but it's hard when you're living a busy life.
So it is hard, and it's hard for the reasons that we're going to talk about today, and it is ways that we have begun to – we've been doing it for a long time, but we're doing it better than ever before, identifying and meeting the needs of our clients, the growing needs.
Growing media, growing
why
needs.
Why are we here? Yes. What does that mean to you, Rob?
Why are we here?
Right.
I mean, there's more than one reason.
Okay. You give us two, and then we'll move on to Prescott.
Well, the number one reason is to earn a living.
Well, no, that is not the right. When you're on a show called Market Abilities, it's to take care of the client, the customer.
Right.
It's not for us to make
remember
money.
Remember this honesty discussion that we had?
We're never going to lead with Rob.
That's the honest thing is, you know how people go to a job interview and they're like, so why do you want this job? So I can afford food. Like, that's why I want this job.
Yes, no.
So that's...
We're here for the clients, the customers, relationship building.
Well, that was going to be my number two. Obviously, they're not necessarily... I mean, I guess they might be in that order. You might have to edit this out if Angie doesn't want
to. No, you just stop talking. It's fine. Okay.
That's just me being honest, difficult. Though, because, like, you got to earn a living somehow.
You know what? I'm going to add a little bit to what you just said. You say that you're here essentially for the paycheck, which I'm going to call... false on that. That is not the reason you're here, because I've watched you do so much and give so much and sell yourself short just to take care of the client so many times that is false.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it helps to be able to pay your rent.
Yeah, what I was getting at, because it's not like I'm not here to like just earn money. It's like you have to have money to survive in this society.
Well, what people don't know is how is our stock portfolio? We have one or two stocks now. We have one.
We have one. We
bought
it
one
is
together.
Way, way down.
Oh man, we need more clients. Right?
We went in when it was $16 a share.
Yes.
And it is currently down to about $5 or $6.
All right,
a
listen,
share.
Guys. AMC. I want you to think about it. The movies. How much we love them, right? Get out. Support it. The majors are back. I mean, I watched Denzel
it's
at work.
$5.78 right now.
It's who?
$5.78. Where it is. I'm thinking about some people.
Get in. I mean, you got in at like a third of what we got in. But
well, you and I got in about 16 on average, and I've bought another 50-something shares on top of that, around $5 a share.
Oh.
So my cost basis is around $10.
We're just going to let it ride.
Oh, yeah.
It'll rebound. Yeah. It's going to do well.
I'm holding on to it. It is up, though. It is at 578. It's gone up for the day.
And I think they're opening back up. Too.
They're open, babe. So. I already saw Denzel at the theater. My life is complete again. I mean, the majors are back. Everybody's excited. They want that experience. That's one thing I missed most, the movies and the popcorn.
Yeah, the popcorn. Oh, my gosh.
So good.
The buttery popcorn.
So good.
I went.
Overpriced popcorn. Mm-hmm.
The last time I went, they sold caramel popcorn. You know what I'm talking about? The caramel covered. Yeah. Popcorn. Mm-hmm. And anytime I buy that stuff, I'm just like shoving it in my mouth because I just can't stop.
Yeah.
And that was the last time I went. And that stuff's like a little bit more expensive and you get a smaller container of it, but it's like there's no reason to get the other kind. You might as well just get the caramel.
Okay. Popcorn. We're way off on a tangent here unless we can find a caramel corn provider that we can pair with the AHA for a sponsorship.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're that kind of company, call us. But we're going to talk about being a customer-centric culture here at GM.
Yeah.
Lucas, what does that mean?
To me, that means you need to quit asking what you want and you need to start asking what they want. Mm-hmm. Like, what does the world need from you? Mm-hmm. What does the customer need from you to grow their business?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the number one key to most growing businesses. If you see people that are doing things that they want to do, it's their business. It probably isn't growing very, very quickly. But if they're doing everything that their clients or that their customers want, then they're going to keep coming back.
Yeah. I found it fascinating that, and I'm sorry, Rob, this is just a factoid that I want to share, yeah. And then the stage is yours.
Thanks.
Companies focused on the customer, 60% more profitable.
Yep.
Yeah, and that right there shows exactly what I was going to talk about. Is like we've seen all the different types of clients, and the ones who focus more on their customers are the more successful ones. Like if you look at Richard Branson, mm-hmm. he says, and he's like one of the richest guys on the planet. He owns like Virgin Airlines and Mobile and all that kind of stuff.
So that record, did he close that record shop he had there that was kind of famous?
Virgin
that's,
Records?
That's how he started, actually.
Exactly, yes.
But
he just kind of skipped over that, though. He went straight to the airline, didn't you?
Well, I figured that a lot of people would probably know that.
You're right.
But he one of the things that he says is treat your employees right, and your employees will treat the clients right.
Correct.
So that's how it should be. And then that's coming from the top, and then it works its way down. Mm-hmm. So if you're one of those companies that treats your employees like garbage, mm-hmm. like my brother, he just quit his job recently because the owner came in and treated literally everybody there like they were her property.
Yeah.
And so then she actually lost two people that day.
That day. They were gone. Take care of the customer. Take care of those who work for you, and you will be more successful.
Right.
So aligning your brand with customer needs. Prescott, welcome to the discussion. What does that mean to you?
When you're aligning your brand with your customer, then you're looking at your niche. Like, why does your customer keep coming back to you? And that's when you make that a part of your entire brand.
Love that.
And that's literally what's winning everything. When quarantine came in and shut down brick and mortar, it forced people to basically how fast you can turn on a dime mm-hmm. to get back out there and be marketable. And I mean, food trucks right now are a great example. Like, it's just like a moving niche. Mm-hmm. And so people have just taken that and made it their own. And food trucks right now are making money like crazy because you have such low cost of it. And they're taking all that money from having to invest it into rent or utilities. And now they can advertise themselves and they can go anywhere. So it's probably one of the best businesses and the best example of being true to what your customers want.
Technically, you can put anything on wheels. I mean, we could take our business to the customer as well, right? I mean, we had the GM van.
Yep, right.
The GM Go-Go van.
Yeah. Actually, we are kind of on wheels. We're willing to go anywhere.
Have wheels, we'll travel.
Yeah.
With cameras.
Yeah.
Right, and audio gear.
And an audio gear. And graphics folks, and design
and computers.
People. And computers. Listen, we'll bring it all to you, no doubt. I like that. I like that a lot. So... the thing that we have to do, and I think we've recognized this over time, is getting to Rob's point earlier, we need to define the influential factors that will trigger a customer to buy our service or a product? What are those influential factors?
I think it depends on the customer. So I think one thing that a lot of business instructors or teachers will talk about is building your customer avatar. Mm-hmm. And it's building like your ideal customer, you know, and get really ingrained detail about them. And then you start building your content and the context behind your content mm-hmm. around your customer avatar. And then those are the type of customers then that you will attract to your business.
Correct. Absolutely. I love that. What do you think about the avatar analogy?
I that term in this context doesn't make sense to me, so I don't understand what that means.
It's your ideal customer, who it is. So like you're talking today about building a computer, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe you're building your ideal customer, but you're doing that because you went on a fact-finding mission. Okay. You know that you've taken your services to those ideal people who need what you have. Because that's the whole reason we get into business, is that people need what we do. If there's not a need, you're just going into a business for yourself as a hobby.
Yep. Exactly.
So
it's think of it like a persona. Like you have like that ideal person that you want to sell to, and so you cater every aspect.
I got you.
And now the way that you arrive at that point in your business, there's a number of ways you can do it. Off the top of your head and just life lessons, you know that there could be a need. But then you can also begin to do what we do a lot of here, and you can put together focus groups, surveys, visit areas, you know, ask for people to give you feedback. Because what we always say this, that information and communication is key. And as long as people keep talking, there's really nothing you can't do.
Yeah.
No problem, you know, out there too big that you can't solve.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Daniel.
Yes.
What's going on? So we have Daniel on camera because you want so much from us. I mean, they're not happy with just a podcast. They want a video
podcast.
Yep. Podcast. They want to see what we're doing. And our sponsors, like AHA, we're bound to net. It helps if they can see their product on set, right?
And that it tastes delicious. It
tastes delicious, yes. What were we talking about?
Nice.
He called my name out.
Oh, we were going to let you jump in because apparently these guys are, you know, we're still confused about an avatar and we're going to...
That was just me. I was the only one.
It was Rob. We're going to let Rob stew on that for a little bit.
I'm self-taught. So when it comes to this kind of terminology in the industry, some of it I just don't know because I didn't like learn this stuff in the traditional manner, like going to school or working with like a huge company. Like I came in as an intern, but I wasn't like, I haven't been in this industry
a decade.
Yeah.
We've been in it a decade.
I have been just by myself. And
how long have we been together?
I've been doing this for 17 years.
How long have we been together?
We've been together for about five or six.
Oh, I thought it was longer than that.
No, it was since 2015, I think.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't, there's a lot of terminology that you use. I know this is getting off topic, but a lot of terminology that you use that I just don't understand and I have to have you explain it to me.
That was the terminology from my TV days. You guys don't really understand VOSAT, package, what is it?
Like, and donut?
Donut, when you a donut?
Yeah, that's above my head.
No, donuts what's are not car? Above me.
Really?
When you need a spare tire?
No. Okay, we were going to invite you in, Daniel. You just lost the invitation. I'm sorry about that. But,
and then headline was one that you
headline
used?
Is one, yeah. So it's just what you know and making your customer understand. And you...
Me?
Actually, you did know that there was a need. You said you've been doing this for 17 years. You were working for 17 years.
Right.
So somewhere along the way, you figured out there was a need and you met it. So you actually did do what you said you had not done.
Did I say that I didn't meet a need?
No, you said you didn't understand like the customer base and how to attract customers and that type thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I never really knew how to like make it grow, though, because I had like a couple... of clients, but that was just because they found me.
Well, that's because you relied heavily on your customers and word of mouth, which is not a bad way to get business in this industry.
Yeah, I've never advertised for myself, like with any
We've spent a ton of money.
Well, before I came here, I'd never advertised for myself at all.
Huh.
And the only clients I got were just from people that I would like talk to on the street or I've met at church or whatever.
Fishing, great way to go find clients. Yeah, hit the streets.
Yep.
You ever thought about going to conventions?
I had, but I never put forth the effort to do it.
That's actually a really big thing. Like, not specific conventions for creatives, but industries that you're interested in working in, going to their conventions. And you actually have the upper hand there, because they're there because the passion for that specific product or service or field. And you're there because you know that there's room for you to grow. You're already interested in it. So you're going to have an easier time forging new paths with, like, other people that want to work with you.
That's smart. Yeah, because you're surrounding yourself with like-minded people.
Yeah. That's so awesome. That's like me. Like, I've already started looking at different conventions for packaging and all the other different services that I would like to work with, and going there and be like, hey, you have this startup. I'm already interested in it, and I have, like, the research capability behind it that I'm already looking into it and how I'm going to bring my service
there. Did you guys just see that? Did you hear how that unfolded there? That was just a shameless plug for Designs by Prescott.
It was.
And I really love that. And that's why we brought him onto our team, because he meets that need. You know, one thing that people don't tend to think a lot about, they can have great ideas and say, I want to make what did they want to make, Rob? I want to make a shirt or whatever. And I know it's going to be the best shirt and everybody's going to wear this shirt. But they really never stop to think about, how am I going to package this shirt? How am I going to really put it out there where it looks great and, you know, everybody wants to buy it? Enter Prescott, right? He thinks about that first
impression.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that kind of goes back to the e-myth that we were talking about several episodes ago, where you are good at one thing, like at a trade or a service, like graphic design or whatever. And then you're like, oh, I'm good at this, so I feel like I can start a business doing it, but you don't know how to run a business. Mm-hmm. So that was, again, that's where I was at. But then you come into a group like this where you have different people who know how to do
different things.
And then each person, like, you know how to, like, get people interested, and you can close the deal with whatever needs to be done.
And wow. I want that title, just closer.
I think that's pretty much what you are.
You've told us that before, where you were like, hey, if you guys can get him in, I'll close the deal.
Yes.
Because I am not a closer. I'll be like, well, if you want to do it, we can. I mean, it's fine. But you're like, you need this.
Yes. Daniel wants to jump. He's ready now. Come on, Daniel. Come on over.
Battery has 35% on it.
What has? Who?
Battery.
See, that's what I love about Daniel. Daniel came on as, like, just a superstar photographer, videographer, and, you know, all you have to do is call us. You can gain access to his services. We're not going to let him price himself anymore. I mean, we're definitely going to be in charge of that. But, he's taking his job so seriously over there. You don't want to leave the camera because you're afraid it might die, and then you'll be in trouble. Like, Lucas will yell at you if he has no video.
And if Prescott wasn't in my way, I would elbow drop you.
Wow, Rob is just really aggressive today. Have you guys noticed?
I want to go with Lucas on that. Okay.
All right, so we're back in. That was a commercial break, which we've never had on this show, brought to you by the sponsor that we don't have yet.
Yeah, we are not sponsored by AHA, but AHA.
AHA, it's bound to happen.
If you want to sponsor a podcast.
Yes.
So what's up?
What's up? All right. So we're talking about some ways, you know, people are out there and everybody has ideas, and there's never been a better time to be in business for yourself. But do you just go out there and say, you know what, I'm just going to dump a bunch of money in this and hope it works? Or is it important to first identify the need?
Oh, ooh. I want to take this one.
Go. What you got?
All right. So we're, like, in an age right now where you can't just throw money at things anymore.
If you have enough of it, you can.
Yeah, of course you can.
I just hope, like, I'm there to catch it. Like, if you're going to, you know.
Yeah, like, if somebody wants to go out there and start a business and you just have the funds right now, mm-hmm. yeah, you're probably going to stand to be able to weather a bit more than a startup can. Mm-hmm. But you need to effectively know what you need to invest in very early on.
Right.
So if you have, like, a nice even number, like $10,000 is a good startup fund, and you just dump all that in to make everything look cool, mm-hmm. but you're not showing it to anybody, you're probably going to fall flat very fast.
Yeah.
And if you...
Where did you get the $10,000, though? I'm curious. Did you borrow it? Did you have it? Was it in the bank?
Like, just like that's probably like a good startup, like, loan from a bank. That's really? Probably what you're going to be able to... Yeah, I think most... If you have good credit, which sadly, like, that's a big factor in this, mm-hmm. I think that's a very reasonable amount that a bank's willing to invest mm-hmm. in a startup company or a business. So, yeah, you get that right there. And if you invest, like, I would say, like, $2,000 is, like, a really nice budget for social media right now to have. And then you can put the rest of it behind branding and then production if you need to have some of that in there.
I'm going
to
back up a little bit. I think it would be smart to invest in an analysis first.
True, yeah.
Whether you do a survey or some interviews or, like I said, you know, that focus group. The other thing that we can offer now, and this is so interesting because we've talked about this before but never in this context, social listening. Mm-hmm. You yeah. can deem an alert, and any time that you and I on our personal feeds have a conversation about that shirt that we now have great packaging for, right. People have been talking about that. They brought it up. It's a thing.
Well, yeah, and for free, you can go on forums, you can go on social media and just ask people, would this be valuable to you? Would you pay for this? How much would you pay for this?
Yeah.
And can you pre-order like 100 today?
Sure. And pre-ordering actually is a really hot way
to
cut your losses. So right. instead of like, oh, like I have to order 50, that's the smallest they'll go.
Sure.
And I have to guarantee these are going to sell or I'm taking a loss. Now people can pre-order it and guarantee they're going to make this quota.
And you have to make sure you deliver or you are going to have some bad press.
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, and so that's one of the big things is to constantly ask for customer feedback. And mm-hmm. I think that's what has really made us original and unique over the years is we're not afraid to stand and say, how did we do for you? Face the music. First of all, people who have worked with us know we don't like contracts. I don't like to sign a contract. So why would I have our client sign a contract, right?
Also, who wants to read those things?
Correct. Yeah. And we're finding out that you do need some sort of an agreement, whether it's the old handshake or the signature saying, you're going to do what you said you're going to do, and we're going to do what we said we would do without having, like you said, all that small print.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's something that we do. Ask for that customer feedback. Know that you're helping to make them some money, and that's the only way that they're gonna stay with you, and you know, allowing you to reinvest in your company through success. And I think that was a big part of what we're doing today is to talk about how once you've reached that level and you're meeting the needs and you're constantly evolving, which is the one thing that you have to do as a business owner, even if you are super comfortable and you know that you've got that client base, if you are not always evolving and offering something else, you are failing and you're mm-hmm. flat.
And that's where I was for a long time before I came here because I never pushed to get any better, any more clients or anything like that. I never tried to grow myself.
You were perfecting your craft, weren't you?
I was.
So you would
have
more to offer.
I was practicing and practicing and practicing for years and years and years. But I never tried to get more clients or branch out to be like to design a specific brand or whatever. It was always one and done.
Right. Right.
But I'd had repeat clients, mm-hmm. but it wasn't ever a thing where I was like, hey, I can do 15 videos for you over the course of 2 years or whatever, instead of me making one video and then waiting for them to come back to me.
Sure.
I don't know what you wanted from me.
Well, I just look at you, Lucas. That's your cue to go.
It's funny. You look at Lucas, and Lucas looks at me. I can see him staring at me the whole time he's talking.
But anyway, you know what we've done, and this has actually been a lot of fun, and we'll divulge some of our secrets here. I think for real success, you almost need a competition. You need a friendly competition. You need to have other people enter your workforce or your space who have some of the same skills. And it's amazing what happens because everybody just keeps doing a better job and a better job and doing more and learning more. And ultimately, in the end, the customer benefits from that.
Yeah. I think a competition is a really good way to push people out of their comfort zone because they don't feel like they're being pushed out of their comfort zone because you're having fun. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, you're the only audio guy right now, the only sound engineer. So
right.
He goes,
but I'm also surrounded by, you know, three killer videographers and a killer designer. And, and then there's you who's just a
killer.
Anything could be thrown at you and you'll just
I'll try.
It'll come out as gold somehow.
Aww,
so basically Angie's like a cat.
A cat, and I think I've been referred to as something else here today.
Like a fox.
A fox.
Whoa. Oh, okay. I'm telling Steve.
So, you know, that's what we've done. It's super cool. We've built this team, and we keep expanding, and we keep encouraging people to challenge us, because I think that's been a big thing, is that if it seems like it's impossible, those are the type things that we like to take on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you notice that?
Well, it's challenging, and that's what makes it fun. Mm-hmm. And then it gives you a chance to try new things. If it feels like it's impossible, mm-hmm. you feel like you have to reach outside of everybody's boundaries to be able to try to accomplish it.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree. All right. So the next thing is the creation side of it. When you're looking at that component of a relationship and a seek and provide scenario, you're tailoring your products really to meet those needs that you've learned of over time. We do find that we tailor sometimes. We didn't quite meet the mark, so maybe we need to do a little bit more.
Right. And that, I mean, you have to do that with anything that you do in order to get it right, because 99% of the time, you're not going to get it right on the first try.
Right.
That's not an accurate statistic. I just made that up. I didn't do the research.
Yeah.
But...
we so did the research.
It's 99.428%.
Yeah, that's it.
I think he just took all integrity away from what just said.
Everybody knows this.
No, I was saying that baloney. I was trying to make a joke that I made up that 99%. No,
yes. Okay.
I'm messing with you, Rob.
It's so hard to be the smartest one.
All right. So what we're going to have to do, I can already tell, we're going to have to collect some feedback regarding this podcast.
Yep.
I mean, do we dump it now?
Some feedback. I shared it with you guys that we have. There's one guy who contacted me on my personal page, and he was like, I listen all the time. I love it. You guys are doing awesome. Like, so it was pretty good.
Who's that guy? Yeah. Let's invite him on.
His name is Brian Martinez.
Hi, Brian. Come on out. Yeah. Come sit at the table.
He's going to be listening to this. He's going to be like, whoa.
I'll tell you what. I'll switch seats with Prescott, and you can ask me that question. I'll answer it for you.
What's that? You've been bumped because of you're going to get the clothes. Yeah, we tried three times. You went in? Yeah, we tried three times. We tried three times, Daniel. So Daniel has just asked for the wrap. Daniel wants to leave it all in a nice little package and
like a bow.
Like a bow, right? You know what? The bow tie is awesome.
Yeah, I realized that Prescott was wearing a bow tie, and I was like, what?
Oh, you didn't realize that before?
No, I don't. I don't look at people's clothes. Like it's. I don't. I just don't. I'm not
a great outfit.
We're twinning.
Lucas just showed me his pocket, just in case anybody was wondering.
Super excited about that.
I was going to say, are those some of the ones where people hide stuff in the pockets?
It's the most color I will ever wear.
And it's gray.
Gray.
Exactly.
Which actually is a hue.
That's not true. Your pants are blue.
Shh.
That's hilarious. So we're gonna ask for feedback. We have heard from our existing clients, and sometimes these shows come back to bite us in the rear. They're like, "Well, Marcus, I'm gonna take your advice and what you said the other day," and it's like, "Ah, I didn't mean that for him or her." Yeah, so that's good. We definitely want that feedback. Customers appreciate it when they get to talk with you, and there's that open dialogue. They just expect companies to understand their needs, and the only way you're ever going to do that is to just keep this going, whatever this is.
Should we tell them where that they can leave feedback for us if they do want to?
I thought maybe the skywriting over the studio.
Yeah. So if you want to tell us how we're doing, go rent an airplane.
Yes.
Buy a 40-foot banner and fly it behind the airplane.
Or the skywriting.
Say, great job, guys.
Great job. That's all we want you to say is great job. So
we need an echo chamber is what we need.
Yes. Is there any other way you'd like them to offer feedback?
Well, I mean, they could.
Carrier pigeon.
Carrier pigeon. That's another great
idea. Smoke signals.
Smoke signals, yes.
We're going to put Daniel code. On lookout for that.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
I don't know it either, but someone does.
Old-style bat signals.
We know what it sounds like. We just don't know what we just said.
We have no idea. So I guess, yes, you can. On the page, is there a way to contact us?
Yeah, so in the description below is our website. So you can email us from our website.
Yes.
And then also our Instagram page. You can DM us on Instagram at Growing Media.
Awesome.
Growing.media.
No, is it growing.media?
At growing.media.
You just never know. Growing. That's another thing. We're not going to talk about.
And also on the website, we have a contact page if you want to go there and send us a message.
I like it. Okay, the other thing I can tell you really quickly, wow. Okay, no, we're in the second half of the show. I looked at the clicker, the timer there, and I'm like, really? We've only been going for like 12 minutes?
No,
like,
this is the second half. We're on about 32 now.
I think. Oh, we're going to need to wrap it up. So here's the deal. People want faster solutions. They want to have that constant communication with us. They want to know that we're improving and we're striving to be the best and can meet all of those needs. And then they also, they want us to be willing to accept complaints.
Yeah.
It hurts, but we can take it. We're thick skin, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but that's...
You only cry sometimes, Rob. I've only seen you cry a few times.
Well, I had tried to... I was hoping that was in a hiding spot that nobody saw me, but I noticed the camera and you were watching me, so it was weird.
So we're going to have to provide effective solutions, and we're going to need Daniel to go back to school because apparently there's a whole psychology that's associated with what we do. So we need you to go understand the mind.
I got a C in psychology, so it's not... It's
well,
not
you're definitely not going to be our resident psychologist then. So, all right. Well, we're going to invite Daniel in, and I guess Prescott, either move over, let him sit on your lap, or, you know, whatever you guys want to do.
I got a drink to share with you.
Because, you know, we're just going to let people know we're doing this and encourage other people to do it. We understand the importance of developing that customer-centric culture. It's all about them, guys. It's no longer about you. It's all about them.
Is the first time putting on the headphones.
It's nice, isn't it?
I feel invited to the table.
Yes, you are invited. Welcome. That's the fourth time we've invited you. I'm happy you finally took a seat. Thanks.
Yeah, well, every time you invited him, he had to go run off and do something.
Yeah, okay, so we're just going to need you to summarize, unless, of course, Lucas has something else to add before we depart today.
Nope.
I give up.
Did you want a one-liner?
Do you have one?
I got one.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Give me 1 second. Okay, here we go. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
The more control you have over your attention, the more control you have over your future.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Love that. I think that's perfect. You know what? You just redeemed yourself because you were about to lose your seat, but you redeemed yourself today. You're incredible. And plus, he edits the show, so he's going nowhere.
Yeah, okay. I'm not even going to be in the show. I already know he's editing me.
Yeah, you're cut out. So what do you have? What can you lend?
Oh, man. Well, I think the biggest thing that I kind of noticed was just that when you put the client first, it brings, I would say, more value to your company.
The experience. Yeah. You're buying an experience, which is great.
Yeah, yeah. So value comes when you put other people first. You lead better that way when your attention is how can I bring value to you? Leadership is, I think, a really big part of growing your business. And so I think most people need to learn how to bring, I think we had a conversation yesterday, learning to bring value to yourself will always mean bringing value to other people.
Amen.
And I'm not good at that.
Preach.
So that's really what I want to summarize in all that I say is really, if you're really good about bringing value to yourself, you're always going to bring value to other people.
And you use the word leadership. When in fact they want us to lead and be great in our craft and what we do because they reap the benefits, but you can claim some sort of leadership when in fact you're bringing everybody up with you and they're right there beside you to include the client.
Right.
It should be an experience customized for them. And that message was brought to you by everybody in unison.
Aha.